Welcome to another episode of Tea Time by Girl Talk. I'm Elizabeth Vargas.
Christina Sorensen with Chabella Weddings and Events.
And Tiffany Sowersby.
We have a special guest today because we don't have our other hosts. We're missing you guys. Jody, we miss you. We love you. However,
where is she?
Jody's working right now. And okay. Frances Cardun had a family emergency.
Oh, gosh.
However, you are a very special guest today. And you just threw an event that I went to this weekend.
I know. I'm so happy to see you.
How was it?
Oh, my gosh. It was great. Well, it was Valentine's Day weekend, so, which is amazing. But when you're planning a baby shower for twins.
Yes.
That was my main focus. I wasn't even like, where are we going for Valentine's Day? I'm like, honey, no.
So Christina.
We have an event.
Yes, Christina, by the way, just so everyone knows who she is. She's a celebrity event planner who, you know, plans for the stars, but she's not always in control of her environment. And this weekend you were somewhat, and I thought it turned out fabulous, and it was a baby shower.
It was. Not your regular baby shower.
No. This was a crazy baby shower.
Your over-the-top baby shower. Your $60,000 baby shower. But for twins, you know, so $30,000 each.
Yeah. Is this a new thing, though, to have, like, these over-the-top baby showers? Like,
not in Orange County.
Their reveal party was on a yacht. Like,
that was so
But they funny. Also eloped. So I think she kind of, in a sense, you know, so they went to a wedding just them. Yeah. So I think she wanted an extravagant baby shower.
She definitely
and she did.
Wanted high-end.
Yeah.
It was upscale. I mean, she asked me to bring real bears. I didn't know if she was kidding, but she didn't sound like she was kidding.
She's like, can so we have bears?
Yeah. So I started calling the zoos and I was like,
what?
San Diego Zoo. Yep. Santa Ana Zoo. And, they were like, you know what? You can rent a giraffe or an elephant.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
How cool is that?
We've done that for a gender reveal.
By the way, we're laughing, but that's not funny that you can rent a giraffe or a bear.
I know. I know. I feel so bad for the animals. I would never, but you know, I'm just the planner. So I have to just roll with it.
Yeah.
And, Brett, who is the owner of the venue that we did it at, which is called Rancho Las Lomas.
Yes.
Here in Orange County.
Hi, Brett. You're on next week. We're preliminarily pre-basing you right now. So,
yes. So he said that, you know, he's got the space for the bear, but, liability, we never know with bears. They can go.
Hey, let's talk about the bears. We're not, no one should be doing animals at events like this.
Yeah.
Any animal.
Yeah. So, but hold on. We had cute big teddy bears though.
Yes,
so I brought in all the fake teddy bears,
which were really cute. But by the middle of the event, they were all slouching.
No, they're in the pool. Like, they look how I felt the next day.
they were feeling all the alcohol.
But the martinis were great. The event was great.
It was great to see you. Such a sweet surprise. I didn't know you were going to be there.
Well, and the cigar little section for the boys.
Yes. Well, you got to have something for the men.
Yeah.
You know, you got to keep them entertained. Well,
there was many things though. There was like a flower station. Yeah. The food was outstanding. Like I was super impressed. You did a great job. If you did that, like I'm going to be hiring you.
Not
for
if, it's she did.
Okay. Well, then let me get your number after this because you did an exceptional
I did
job.
It. But then it put like you know Valentine's Day on the back burner and I was like what are we doing for Valentine's Day you know my girls want to go out, my husband wants to go, my kids want to go out, and work comes first.
Yes, absolutely.
But I was definitely having FOMO looking at everybody's Instagram seeing like everybody get together.
See, I for Valentine's Day, let's talk about this a little bit. Valentine's Day, let's go back a little bit. You know, I guess maybe because I've been single for so long and I just feel like Valentine's Day is a Hallmark moment. It's overrated. And what should you really be doing on Valentine's Day but being with somebody you love, right? And if you don't have anybody you really, really, really want to be with, do you get FOMO because somebody else is doing something more exciting? Or like, what is Valentine's Day these days? Yeah. Has it changed for you guys or is it the same? Is it? It's a love holiday, obviously.
I've always loved Valentine's Day.
Have you?
My husband asked me out on Valentine's Day, and to be his girlfriend. And he was in a really long relationship, and I wasn't even expecting it, you know. So I think that's why I have a sentimental.
You have a little soft spot. For the heart candy.
Yes, but I was never big on it either because I was always like single mingle, like down for whatever. Yeah. I didn't ever want a boyfriend or need a boyfriend. And I was just like driven to just do my own thing. And I just liked hanging out with my girlfriends. Like I always felt like.
Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I love the Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
But what about you guys? What did you guys do?
Nothing. Yeah. It was great.
I had a great Valentine's, but I think it's just
when I was seeing anybody.
I'm not going to talk about it right now. Okay. But
what apps are you on, Tiffany?
So I will tell you.
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
No. Valentine's Day is special for me because when I was a child, my mom used to come into my school as a child every year, never fails, with a big bouquet of flowers and just annoy me in front of all my friends. But then it also made me grow up with the expectation that I deserve that from somebody else. And when that doesn't happen, I got it this year. I'm not worried about it. But if it doesn't happen, then you have this expectation as a child that it should. You could be easily disappointed on this holiday as well. So it's like, it's a hit or miss, you know. Yeah.
Well, and I think deep down those, you know, I said this before, the people are like, I don't like Valentine's Day. It's just for suckers. Really? I want flowers in the morning so that I could brag all day to my friends that I'm loved and somebody cared enough to get me those flowers in the morning.
Well, it's like I sent you flowers.
Jesus, what is that sound?
I sent you flowers and they were from Bob. Oh my God.
Your flowers were phenomenal.
Hold on. Did they last a really long
time? Yes. They lasted
like a month?
Yes.
Who were they from? I can't say the name. It's like Tout Le Jour.
Oh, they were just amazing. Anyway,
florals.
They last.
They're like forever. Everlasting flowers.
Oh, in a box.
Uh huh.
And they spray them.
Uh huh. Oh, I did the Tiffany teal box.
I've seen those actually.
Yeah. By the way, the teal box is right over there.
Look, it's right there. It's beautiful.
It was so funny. They didn't put my name on it. And they put like from
a random
Bob. So no, they mixed up the thank you card on it.
Oh man.
So when she got it, I was like watching her Instagram and then it was like,
it says thank you, Bob, or something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, free flowers. No, I was like, oh my God.
No, I'm watching her Instagram, like calling the floral shop. Like, what the fuck is going on?
I opened the reveal on camera. I'm like, thank you, Bob.
I didn't put Bob on this.
Okay. This is tea time. So let's get back to it.
Okay, go.
I love all of our stories on Valentine's Day. We obviously love Valentine's Day. We're all women. We're all girls.
But it is a Hallmark.
It is a Hallmark holiday, it's also marketed to where, you know, just a simple card or something that says, I love you. Even like, I love to give my mom flowers. My mom actually called me. She's like, stop sending me Valentine's flowers. There are too many. They die and it's hard to throw away. So I love even family Valentine's Day. It just means I love you. So I guess everybody out there who's watching, I love flowers on Valentine's Day. So if I ever find the love of my life, flowers
you
in the morning.
You better be getting her those flowers.
At 6 a.m.
No. 6 a.m. No questions asked. Yeah. I want to be able to Instagram it, show it, and love it. All right. Let's get into the tea right now. Pop culture right now. There's some pretty serious business going on with Wendy Williams.
There's a lot of things going on.
Wendy Williams is put in a guardianship and she's pretty much in prison. Have you guys heard?
Mm-hmm. I saw that.
So this is a Britney Spears all over again, right?
I know. I love Britney. But I feel bad about anybody going into any type of conservatorship or a guardianship.
But do you think that Wendy Williams she says she's caught in a system. She was on TMZ and says she's caught in a system that's failed her. I believe this.
I believe
they do
true.
This though because they threaten to kill themselves or other people. Like, I do think that there's stuff that we don't know about Britney's case. I think that there was some children involved that she may have put in harm's way, and that's why she was put in this situation. Now, Wendy Williams, we may not know because there's a lot of NDA type stuff that's out there. She could have threatened to harm herself, you know, and now she's right in the normal state of mind, and now it's like, well, I want this to go away. But what led up to that? There has to be something
that we don't know about.
Yeah, and you know, they're not going to talk about it.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I can see that.
Well, like right now they said so she signed release papers of the guardianship last week, but now they're keeping her in there and on hold for alcoholism.
Do you think that really happened?
I don't know. I mean, can the system really fail someone that much where they can just figure out loopholes to keep you in there?
I think they could.
Yeah. Scary.
I think it depends on what was done. And that's the stuff you don't find out about it because maybe there's things involved that they're not allowed to discuss. It takes a lot to get to that point.
So, okay, let's talk about the Blake Lively story. Justin Blake, this whole disaster. Blake was caught cheating. Just kidding. Flirting.
What?
Flirting. Blake was caught flirting. And I think that she made her husband pissed. Her husband's mad about it. And so he is all irritated about it. And so she's trying to make it up by saying, oh, Justin did this. But really, she was the one who's guilty all along. Yeah. And they're embarrassed about it.
Yeah.
So now they show up at the SNL 50 event.
I saw that.
And Blake like looks at him like, oh my God, what is he going to say? What do you guys think? Like, what is this circus going on with Blake? Why are they doing this?
I signed an NDA. I can't talk about that.
That's right. You're actually... coordinating an event for their family.
I have, yes. And I love them. So I will not say it. Discretion. But I love them. I think they're fabulous people. And I used her glam mist today.
Okay.
Like Brown Beauty.
Okay.
Purchase it. It's fab.
Whatever it is, she looks great. Thank you.
It smells delicious.
Okay.
But yes, whatever you guys want to say. I saw what happened. I think it's all for show, though.
You think so?
Yeah. I think it's a publicity stunt.
So is it a Kardashian move? Or they just...
It could be. It could be.
Show a little...
Could be.
Okay.
I think they would have done it earlier when the movie was just coming out.
I think it's gained a lot of traction, though.
Really? You think
whatever's
after?
Happening, I think that people are watching the movie now.
Yeah.
Because you want to see them on camera.
Have you seen the movie?
Yeah, I loved it. It okay, did.
I think they do have moments.
I want to watch it.
Yeah. But I mean, the book was supposedly equally as good, if not better.
Yeah.
So.
I never read the book.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's go. We just finished with this amazing Super Bowl. Did you guys watch it?
Yeah.
Of course. I live for those commercials.
Okay. So let's talk about, are you guys sick of, I know this has been like run over with a truck, but Taylor Swift, are they going to get married? Or is it a publicity stunt? What are they doing with Travis Kelce?
I think if he won that game, he may have proposed to her.
I think that would have been great.
You think he already had it planned and then lost?
And he's not going to do that on a loss.
Right?
You know, like that's such an omen.
That'd be funny if he did, though.
Yeah.
That was going down, and then he just got down on a knee. I mean,
that's
the
a crowd sign.
Would go wild, wouldn't they?
So it's,
it's a sign. No, I do think he was going to. I don't know. I had that weird feeling. So
what happened? Did you guys hear about Cardi B got stepped on?
Oh yes, her $3,000 shoes
by Trump, and wants him to pay for her shoes.
He should pay for that.
Where was this at the game?
Yes,
that's ridiculous.
Okay, so we are back in the dressing room. We argued. I'm like, why is she wearing? So we're totally opposite. Why is she wearing a $3,000 pair of stilettos anyway? And she's like,
doesn't matter.
He should be paying for her shoes.
Yes, if he ruined them, I mean, Trump's got so much money. Like, just pay for her shoes. If she
maybe
wore the $3,000 shoes,
like, why are you wearing these spiky ass? They look like they came from the.
I have spiky ass shoes on. What are you talking about? My shoes?
I don't know, those Valentino dams in the water. What are they called?
Beavers.
Beavers. She's wearing like beaver shoes.
Oh,
beaver traps.
Oh, like fur.
Beavers. No, beavers.
Oh,
never mind.
I have to see a photo. Shoes. Post the photo of those.
Yeah.
Shoes.
All right, we're gonna throw it up here. Okay, so let's talk about
the most expensive shoes that you own. $3,000. Do they have diamonds on them?
No. Anyway, I don't know. I own, I'm not a big shoe. I'm not a big, this is, well, I guess I am, but I'm more diamonds and pearls than I am.
Oh, I like that.
Shoes.
Diamonds and
like
pearls.
Shoes don't really mean that much to me. It's more Daddy. Like, I like gems. And I like stuff that can be put in your will or your insurance policy. If it
there
can't be
go.
Put in my insurance policy, I don't really feel like it's, you know. Anyway, okay. So enough about that. Let's talk about Vince Neil, who's a product of the 80s.
I am.
Okay. So you know Vince Neil,
yeah.
Motley Crue?
Yeah,
of course.
Okay. Well, his airplane just crashed.
Oh my gosh, I saw that.
Yes.
On TMZ.
And his girlfriend survived. The pilot died.
That was so terrible. So
he's been through so much, this poor guy, in his life. Because, you know,
so
like he
sad.
Was also... I believe it was him, the Ferrari that was totaled back in the day.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like he's had one thing after another.
Well, and his
lost his child.
Child.
Yeah. So I mean, I read the dirt. I know
it's terrible.
Yeah. I read the dirt. I know.
I was really sad about that.
But you know, he wasn't on the flight, so we're still gonna get Motley Crue. But it's sad. Like these planes are just dropping. Like
oh my gosh,
that's wild. I want to see the crash. Yeah. Not like morbidly.
I couldn't watch it. I was like, ugh, this sounds terrible.
I mean, but all those crashes were happening like over and over.
Yeah.
It was like every time I looked
on the news. Is it a conspiracy or are they just like dropping them out of the sky? Here's what
know.
I think whoever is controlling the AI system up in the sky is like, I'm going to show these people that we can drop as many planes out of the sky as we want. And we're just going to drop.
By a button.
By a button.
Wow.
I think that's what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Conspiracy?
That's scary to
or
think
reality.
About. I don't know. Either way, it's fucked up.
Okay. So let's talk about Kevin Costner on Us Weekly winning like hottest guy of the year. So
it wouldn't be my pick, but he's definitely good looking.
You think so?
I'm more of like a Eddie Judge, but
I like Kevin Costner,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's doing a new show on, it's called Yellowstone. Actually, it's a, I guess it's a documentary on actual Yellowstone.
Okay.
So he's not with the Yellowstone show anymore, but he's doing a documentary on Yellowstone, the actual
place. The actual place. Yes.
So have you guys heard about it or?
I saw that this morning, but I haven't looked into it really.
You don't want to do an event at Yellowstone.
I mean, hey,
we're like a big bear.
Wherever
event.
The event takes
some bears,
me,
there's some bears.
You know, if it means business, I'm there.
Okay. So we're not going to go political, but I thought it was kind of funny.
Okay. Tell me.
What nationality are you?
Italian and Japanese.
Italian, oh, wow. Japanese. And you are?
Welsh.
Welsh. So yeah. You're Mutt.
Yeah. I'm.
Okay. Oil. Anyway, Gulf of America. Sorry. I have to bring it up.
Now, was that AI? I didn't know. Was that real?
No, yeah. No.
I know. What were you going to say?
Like, where are you going with this, Liz?
Well, I'm Mexican. So,
are you really?
Vargas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I guess you just don't look it at all. I thought, you know, your last name, you just never know. People can have different last names or take different last, you know, Blake Lively's last name isn't really Lively. It's Blake Brown. So you just don't know. Vargas could be. I mean, I know it's Mexican. I went to Catalina on the flyer and she's like, would you like some Vargas vodka? And I'm like, I'm like, I'll take a shot. Sure. Cool. It's 7 a.m. We're going to Catalina. I will support Elizabeth and take some shots. But it was really good. It was really smooth.
Very smooth. And by the way, you put it in a Bloody Mary and you can't.
Yes.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Very non-distinct.
I did it with a pineapple back.
So
yeah.
Thank you.
So yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about, what do you think of the Gulf of America? Is that dumb? I think it's.
I didn't think it was real until I looked on my phone and they physically changed the name on Google Maps.
Did they change the name or did they just?
I thought it was AI.
Was it? No, it's not AI.
I think they changed the name.
Was it already the Gulf of America? And then I was told that it was already always Gulf of America, but then Gulf of Mexico just kind of adopted the name and then they just literally took back the name.
I don't
know. Do we know any about this? Okay, we can't talk about it if we don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have. Okay, let's talk about Bonnie Blue, whatever, Blue Breast. She hit 1,000 men in one day.
Oh my God.
I'm going to chime in on this one.
The tea on this one.
1,000 men in 24 hours?
The other night, my girlfriend told me, hey, you should watch this YouTube video of a girl does 100 in a day. And I'm like, really? That sounds wild and all this stuff. She goes, no, it's so good. So then I put it on. I was sitting in the bath, believe it or not, on my phone. I was like watching it just to see what it was all about. And then I got stuck in it. And it was so wild that she did this, I think like it was like 2 years ago and she hit her 100.
Oh, like, my gosh.
I mean, they don't really get into showing the acts, but she's in a beautiful girl too. Like you would never think.
Yeah, I saw
like
her online.
And she's very composed and seems normal, like somebody that would be on the show.
Why are you normalizing this many dudes?
I don't know.
This is not normal.
No, I don't know how
generation
it's
gonna, is screwed.
I'm not going to happen. About how many kegels she has to do that night.
Okay,
oh, I can get kegel. Oh, they said kilos.
No,
I'm like,
kegels.
Racking it up.
You guys, just if you want to just skip through it and get to the end is like jaw dropping. You're like, should they actually go into the room and they show the aftermath of when it's all done?
Oh,
and I wanted
God.
To throw up in my mouth.
Look at your mouth.
And then, she was like, if you could capture a smell, and I'm like, what? Like, I couldn't
barf.
What you can, and like, just, and then she starts crying, and I'm like, of course she's going to cry. And she just got, you know, ramrodded by all these people, and it's like,
she
was crying.
That's crazy town.
Because she was like, I'm really sad that some of them couldn't finish. I feel bad for them having them come on this. And I was like,
talk about the red eyes.
Yeah. So then they were asking her and they were like, so are you physically tired, you know, and all this stuff? She goes, no, but my eyes are really burning. And you can
the spooge in the eyes. Oh my God. I can't right now. This is really online.
Dude. So now then she goes, I'm going to beat my world record and do 1,000 in a day. And she couldn't barely do 100 that day. They did the whole day till midnight.
Can you imagine?
No.
How do you even do that?
I don't understand.
How is that physically possible? How is that physically
possible? She must have the best lady opacity doctor ever.
I mean, I hope
she's
so.
Like, zip this shit back up because this thing is like so swinging bad. Dixie right now.
And then some of the stuff too, she makes them get tested for like STIs. Oh, no, it's gross, you guys. It's just.
I'm sorry. I can't.
It's like, I just can't imagine. Like,
oh my gosh. Oh. I feel like.
So wait, has OnlyFans gone too far? It's really desensitized
I've never been on it.
A lot of this stuff neither.
I'm not paying to look at anything.
So Austin Keen, who we've had on here.
Yes. The surfer.
He had it as a joke. Apparently, I didn't know it was a joke. So Austin is a world renowned surfer. Yeah.
Skimmer.
He's educated. The guy's like brilliant. He's got a protein bar, a really good bar, Vita bar. I really like, he's an entrepreneur. Anyway, I get this like, this thing that pops up in my feed, and it's like, it's been a while. I didn't know if I should actually, it's taken a while since I'm comfortable putting this out there. And it's him
with his like
back like this.
I saw that.
And it says, oh, you saw it too.
I saw that. I didn't know if it was real again. There's so much AI shit, you guys. I have no idea what's real or fake anymore.
Yeah. Okay. So
I clicked on it.
I never clicked on anything.
No, he's my friend. I'm like, oh, hell yeah, I'm going to check that one out. But then it takes you to his
vitamin bar.
Great. That's smart.
Yeah. Is that smart marketing or is that?
I think that's smart marketing.
I think he's a funny guy and it's like perfect. Yeah.
For his personality.
But I saw his OnlyFans photo. I'm like, what is he marketing trying to do back there? Is it like,
he's got his legs
spread?
His legs are literally spread. And he was like, the way it was
sitting on
OnlyFans.com/his name. And I'm like, that's
legit.
Yeah,
he was like on his knees.
So I click on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good. Good
so
job.
So there has to be a real OnlyFans then if that's a real link. Right? Anyway.
You're asking the wrong
people. Let's talk about this. This whole AI OnlyFans crap. There's people making money on OnlyFans that don't even have, they're like digital geeky people that are creating men and women on OnlyFans and making money from them off users that just follow this creepy AI person. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think of? I mean, the fact that I actually prefer if a man wants to follow an AI creature versus a real creature.
AI creature. I like how you called it a creature.
What else is
there? They are kind of like,
Jiminy grabs her. She's like, just ready for the tea.
I just can't believe
What do you guys think of a guy following an AI creature versus a real woman? Like, I prefer them to follow the AI creatures.
Well, because, you know, at some point when they're engaging with this physical person versus a fake, the physical person can be like, here's my fun of her, meet me in my house.
Right.
You know, whereas a creature is not going to do that. Yeah. So that's the threat. You just that's the threat, you know? And it's like, of course you'd have someone prefer to follow a fake thing.
But what do you guys think about the hot AI girls?
I could care less.
Well, see, that's the thing is, we will never be those women. We're real women with real curves, real things. I was like, when I first started seeing these AI models, I'm like, holy moly.
I mean, you almost look AI because you're so perfect. Yeah, so it's like, is she really that beautiful in person? And then I like see you in person. I'm like, oh, she is.
It's this
she's not AI.
AI. It's my hair lady.
She's not AI. She's real.
But you're absolutely right on where we do our best to like feel good.
And look good.
And look good and feel healthy. We shouldn't be comparing ourselves. Let's talk about this because there's a lot of young
women. Well, how do you not compare yourself to an AI girl?
We need Anna on here. She's like 24. Next time we'll have her on to ask her questions. But
it's hard to compare yourself to a 24-year-old or an AI.
Or someone rich with money and a lot of plastic surgery.
And a good plastic surgeon.
Yeah. But how is it like, should we feel guilty? We're all aging no matter what. AI will never age. You can have these creatures built however you want them to be built.
Creatures. this word, creatures.
Could you imagine?
I'm like a creature monster coming out of like a swamp.
Could you imagine? It's like green sperm.
There's probably creature animated GI.
Yeah, there could be.
Whatever it is.
What are you guys coughing back there? Is it too much? Okay. I think that, you know, I think that unfortunately we're going to have to deal with the AI, and I think it's a good thing.
And I definitely know it's not going away.
It's not going away, but I prefer, like, if I was with somebody that they were literally dating an AI person.
You'd want them to be?
Rather than a real girl who could meet up with them at a coffee shop and...
I mean, sure, yes, but I feel like that's where it's going to take it to the next level.
Have you ever sat next to a guy that won't get off his phone?
No.
It's the most annoying thing. And like real people don't engage as much as these AI creatures do. So then you think your dude's got problems now. Just wait till it becomes like a huge issue. And they just like, oh, the whole time you're like, hey. You know, there's a body in the room.
But don't these guys realize it's a guy behind that AI creature?
Well, they don't even care.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sure
like
they know.
Mickey and Minnie at Disneyland. You're like, who's inside there? Is that a guy or a girl?
I will tell you right now.
You went there, didn't you? Mickey and Minnie.
There is a female in that Mickey costume. And her
well,
name
I
my
always
mom.
Wonder.
My mom's Mickey Mouse.
Is she?
My stepmom, yeah.
How cute. See,
your that's mom
cute.
Is Mickey Mouse?
For 48
oh,
years.
Good, I don't feel so bad
cute.
Now.
Yeah, yeah. So you don't go kicking now. Mickey.
No, she's a girl.
Yeah, she's there. A girl.
It's Tiffany's mom.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about Bill, who he owns a football team. He's 72 years old. He's dating a 23-year-old. Do you guys hear about this?
Bill?
72.
Bill Belichick.
23-year-old.
Bill Belichick. Okay, got it. Bill
Belly.
Belichick.
Belichick. Thank you.
I was like, that does not sound right.
Belichick. He's so old.
So instead of getting,
whatever floats your boat, honey.
Instead of getting an AI girlfriend, he just was like, you know,
I don't
gonna
judge
go for my,
anybody.
I'm just going
and
for
their
it.
Sex lives. You know, that's their own prerogative.
Yeah.
I went to a Tom Brady roast, and they were very cautious with
fun.
The jokes towards him because he's got so much power. They're like, oh no, no, can't talk about that. Oh no, no. And so it's like, yeah
that's
kind of
that's funny.
There's a lot of jokes.
Well, I mean, ultimately, I think that. AI is here to stay. It's not going anywhere.
Definitely not.
And you remember those glasses that used to have everybody, you know, the only, if I ever went to a guy's house and he had these AI glasses, I knew he was
sitting on his coffee table.
I knew he was addicted to porn. It wasn't, oh, I'm playing games.
You don't think he fights zombies on Tuesday? Come on.
No, he's addicted to porn.
You don't think he's golfing?
Or Juan swinging with his friends, like Star Wars? No.
Oh my God. Okay. What time is it?
I'm going to
So here's another question.
Okay.
If you're dating somebody,
okay,
and you see him on his phone all the time,
okay,
and then you see her name was like Trixie 555.
Okay.
So you
I'm like, that was my aerial dancer this weekend.
She was good.
Right.
Her name was Trixie. She gave me champagne.
Your event was amazing. But let's go back.
What would you do?
How would you respond to him? Would you react? Would you respond? Would you confront him? Would you say, look, the three of us need to have a sit down?
I would stalk her Instagram first.
What if she's AI though? She's an AI girl.
I would have to
right away. And guys are so dumb these days. They can't figure it out. So this happened to me. I had an ex that was liking photos of a fake person. And I'm like, if you're going to insult me in public, why don't you just make sure it's a real human? And then he deleted it right away. I'm just like, this is the dumbest
thing.
Who
is this?
I feel like I wouldn't even care.
Oh, give us the no tea.
No, I already have enough of that going on in my life. So yeah.
Okay. We all have like mini non-disclosure NDAs of our own life.
Discretion.
Okay. So let's talk about where are we at here. Bianca and Kanye. Oh my God, are we done with this already?
Okay. Bianca is Kim Kardashian's clone.
So Kim Kardashian's clone is Bianca.
She looks so much like her. Yes. She looks so much like her.
Okay, so what is going on?
I think she's a prettier version of her almost.
So what's your version of what's going on with Bianca and Kim Kardashian? Because they are twins and
they look so
Kanye
much
strange.
Alike.
It's just weird.
What Kanye paid for her to look like her?
Because
he couldn't get over the marriage.
See, I'm a hopeless romantic. I still want them to get back together.
Oh, they won't. There's not a chance. The embarrassment that he's put those kids in her throat.
Okay, so let's talk about Kanye right now. Yeah. And he just got canceled big time. And okay, I don't believe in the cancel culture, but I do believe in this type of cancel.
I mean, he had t-shirts of...
So his t-shirts were a swastika. It's called swastika.
Yeah,
yeah, I don't understand what that was about.
I don't know, but his website got shut down, jeezy.com. Yeah. So he had a Super Bowl commercial where he's there with his teeth in his grill and he's in the dentist's office. He's like,
I think he does that shit on purpose.
Well, he did. So everybody went to the website and it was a swastika. Swastika?
He's trying to expose Jewish something or another because they're in the entertainment industry. I don't know. The guy's so deep and he probably does know a lot of stuff and he's probably holding back because they're going to call him crazy. There might be a bigger picture here going on.
Yeah.
I mean, he's also manic depressant. You can easily spot that from a mile away. Like the bipolarness, but
he definitely has.
Yeah, but like
I don't care who you are. That's inappropriate.
Yeah,
you are literally shitting on an entire group of people straight to their face. By first off, Super Bowl should never have given him a Super Bowl commercial. Who is in charge of their
editing
of their ads
in like,
ad space?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Okay, whoever's in charge of their ad space knew what was going on because there's no way they would have let that website get a
that
link
happen
if they knew what was
that's
happening.
Wild, yeah.
You know,
it's all calculated.
You think so?
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, I just
but I'm here for it. You know, whatever does better for the ratings.
Yeah, yeah. Well, okay, let's talk a little Housewives. Jennifer Pedentry from the Orange County Housewives has a new gym out there. It's called Lifetime.
Isn't Lifetime that already in Laguna Niguel? Yeah, no, that's been there. I remember.
Has it always been there?
Yeah, I've been there for years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, oh, well, they're working out there.
There's one in Irvine, too.
They're working out there every single... Oh, so it's not new?
No, it's just
she looks phenomenal.
Yeah. She always
Hello.
Looks
Hello, and her man is like all buff. They're like, come work out with us. I'm
How
like,
do you not know
oh my
about
gosh,
Lifetime?
They're like Jersey Shore to me. You.
I don't go to gyms.
I'm taking you guys, my guests.
I don't want any sweat goo.
It's amazing.
I love it. A lot of celebrities go.
Yeah.
I saw Mark Wahlberg at like 6 a.m. the other day. At the Irvine.
I'm not a goo person.
Yeah, I love Marky Mark.
Yeah, and he goes to the Irvine one. Sorry, Mark. Like, but yeah.
I love that, Tiffany.
It's a good spot.
I'm not a goo person. I just can't do the goo. So.
Yeah.
The
goo.
Yeah.
What's the goo?
The gym goo.
Goo?
You sit down and you
can get
something.
They have a spa there and a bar.
You can get something on you.
Why would I ever want to go anywhere where people sweat and it's public? It just sounds terrible.
And like, who is wiping down the machines?
Yeah. Like, is there people wiping you down after every use?
No.
No.
I hope so.
No, there's not. You can't. Anyway. Okay, so we've got a Q&A today, a special edition for you. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for leaving voicemails. We're going to answer some questions from you ladies right now here on Girl Talk. Let's get right into it. And now these questions are kind of intense. So thank you, Anna, for printing these out for us. There's a lot. There's quite a few of them.
We love it.
All right. Hey, Elizabeth, this is Mia from Texas, and I need your advice, whatever that means. My best friend just got engaged, but I think her fiance is bad news. Should I tell her? Should I tell her or stay out of it? What would you do?
Tell her.
Tell her.
Tell her.
Tell her.
You have to
stay out of it.
No.
I'm going through a similar situation with a friend where I can't stand her fiance and I'm staying out of it.
So. But do you feel like he's the right person for her?
But you know what? She's going to figure it out herself.
Shouldn't you tell her?
No, because if she tells her, then all she's going to do is be isolated by her friend until she figures it out herself.
What do you think?
I think she should tell her. Hmm. No? Okay.
Figure out battles.
Well, we say tell her, tell her.
Don't tell her.
Don't tell her. Okay, so we got two against one. All right.
2-1.
Number two. Hey, Elizabeth.
Gotta tell her.
Tell her.
I'm a wedding planner. You have to tell somebody.
Oh, well, for a wedding.
You know? Yeah. Why would you want them to go through all that? And divorces are terrible.
Yeah.
And all that money that they spend with me for a wedding, and then they're marrying the wrong person? It's terrible. That is terrible. Okay. I've seen my friends do it before. It's not good. And we all should have said something.
How do you really feel?
Yeah.
She's like, you tell them now.
You have to tell them.
All right, number two. Hey, Elizabeth, this is Jordan from California, and I need your advice. My boyfriend wants to move in together.
Okay.
But I'm not sure I'm ready. He says it's a deal breaker if I say no. What would you do? So he wants to move in with her.
Okay.
That's kind of strange there.
That's a deal breaker.
Right? Shouldn't she be moving in with him?
Well, maybe she's got a nicer pad.
Doesn't say my boyfriend wants me to move in with him.
Oh, to move in together. But I'm not sure I'm ready. He says it's a deal breaker. Oh, I see. Yeah. What do you guys think?
I mean, if you're not ready to move in with somebody or have them,
I don't think it's a deal breaker.
Move in with you.
Yeah, just drag it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, drag it out, right?
Yeah.
Drag it out. Just keep it going. Say no. Stay your ground. And then see how it turns out.
Also depends like how long they're together, their kids.
Doesn't say anything. It says,
Yeah, I think that we need more of the backstory to give you better feedback.
You should get like a form going where they can write in.
Yeah. Like we need all the details so we can give you the best advice.
Hi, Elizabeth. This is Ava from Florida. Hi, Ava. And I need your advice. My mom keeps pressuring me to take a job I don't want, but I'm scared to disappoint her. What would you do? Oh, so this is not a relationship. This is a job.
Okay.
How old are we?
It doesn't say.
Know. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm assuming young because she's talking about her mom.
I mean, is she having to pay her mom's bills? Does she live with her mom?
Is it imperative she has to take that job?
Can she? Yeah.
Yeah, there's too many variables for us to answer properly, Ava. But my take on it is.
But we're here to support you.
Take the job you would like if it is in the path that you want to go. Mm-hmm. And if it's not in the path you want to go, then don't. Because going into a job that you don't like, you don't respect, and it's not really in your wheelhouse will only lead to misery, and misery loves company and it will drag you down. So only take it if you love it. Okay, so number four. Hey, Elizabeth, this is Sam from New York and I need your advice. My ex wants to be friends. Oh, this is a good one. My ex wants to be friends, but I still have feelings for them. Is this a bad idea?
Yes.
What would you do? Yes, do not be friends. No.
No.
No. Narcissists are friends with their exes.
She's not talking to anybody in particular, I promise.
Okay, Sam, narcissists are friends with their exes, says Tiffany. So
they say that.
I mean, you're not lying, right?
Yeah. No, I
because they're just going to mess with the next relationship. Move on.
Okay.
I mean, that's huge in Orange County, though.
Yeah.
It is huge, right?
It's really bad.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Number five. This is Riley from Chicago. I need your advice. My boss keeps giving me extra work, but not extra pay. I don't want to lose my job, but I feel taken advantage of. What would you do?
Stand your ground. Ask for the pay raise.
As a boss myself, you should communicate with your boss that you feel you need to be compensated for those hours versus being a salary generator, which you're not. So if you're getting paid for a salary position or you have a specific amount for that job itself, mm-hmm. and you're overworked for that specific amount, then you communicate with your boss. If you don't communicate, then your boss doesn't know, they don't know what to do, and you're just kind of sitting in the dark. Mm-hmm. That's my take on it.
Okay,
that's
good answer.
Yeah. You know? Communication is key.
It is.
And it's also key to understanding, like,
or if there's
everybody.
An incentive or a commission or yeah. something where they can, if they're performing, give them an incentive or yeah. give them a commission. Like if you reel in this, I'll give you a commission on that.
Bonus.
Yeah. 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 It's, but, it also, yeah. So that was tough for me because I'm a boss and I'm like, all right. So, Elizabeth, this is Taylor from Arizona. I need your advice. My partner and I have. Oh, hi, Taylor. There's a lot of these. Oh my God. Anna, how many people called in? A lot.
We like it.
This is Taylor from Arizona. I need your advice. My partner and I have totally different spending habits and it's causing fights. What would you do? First off, she said my partner. So what does that mean?
I mean, that can mean a lot of things.
Like break up.
Okay, so
many people out there.
Red flag.
Head for the spend hole. Your own money the way you choose to spend it. Don't spend yes. theirs and move on.
Okay, yeah. So I have something like to say about this.
Yeah,
like spend your own money. Like I had a partner who just disagreed with everything I spent, and I just finally, and I was on The Housewives, and he was filming with me on The Housewives, huh. and everything I'd spend, anything I would do,
but like,
you're wasting it. I'm like.
Would he get mad at you?
Oh,
would he
absolutely.
Just tell you like, honey, you shouldn't be spending this?
No. Physically get mad at
like,
me.
Like really like angry.
Yeah, like as if it was his money. You? I'm like, dude, this is not your money. This
they
is
have
my
no
money.
Say.
Yeah. No. Yeah. So we ultimately broke up because I'm not going to feel guilty. Like I went and bought a house.
Yeah.
I'm not putting you on my deed. Like I'm going to, however
you?
I want to spend my money is my deal.
And I think that
it's valid. And so my advice to you is if you don't get along with, if you're a partner and you don't get along with how your spending habits are, you don't need to be changing for anybody. In fact, if you're in your 30s, you're probably not going to change. In your 20s, you might change a little bit. You might get a little bit more respectful of the dollar. But for the most part, you don't change. Once you know what you want and you want to spend what you want, you're going to spend what you want. And if you guys fight over it, that means that person's not right for you. And that's just my take.
Unless it's the other person's money you're spending, then that's a whole different conversation.
Yeah, yeah. But if it's your own money, you've earned that dollar and you're working hard, then
yeah.
Yeah, like, but if it's their money, you can understand why they're saying that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But also, you want to be flexible. And if you're in a committed relationship, you know, if you're trying to save or save up for a house or something like that,
yeah.
I think that's a different story.
Yeah, exactly. So if those two have a mission to buy a house or they need a car.
Yeah.
And then she's out spending money on a Louis Vuitton. I get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
maybe hide it. You know, and you're not doing a good job of hiding it. So if you want to spend it, just don't let them know. And if it's their money, then discuss it.
Start off with deception right away. This can make your relationship stronger.
Don't take my advice.
Okay. This is Brooke hey, Elizabeth, this is Brooke from Georgia.
Hi, Brooke.
Georgia.
From Georgia. I need your advice. My roommate's boyfriend basically lives with us. But he doesn't pay rent. I don't want to cause drama, but I'm over it. What would you do? He is literally paying rent. Anybody that's under your roof for more than 10 days and hasn't paid needs to get out.
But 10 day, I like it.
I have a 10 day rule. If you don't leave, if you don't start paying after 10 days, get out. What do you guys think?
I mean,
yeah, I've been in that situation. It's tough.
Yeah, you know, I think you have to ask for the rent money.
Or you get,
know, that's not fair.
Or you
fair.
Split it, the rent in thirds or like whatever you got to do.
They start eating your food out of the refrigerator.
Yeah. But it's utilities. It's all the things. It's a tough call.
Yes. Like, we need Anna
gas,
on this one.
Electric.
This is her demographic.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So by the
water
way,
bill
living costs money. That person realizes that free ride and they just give you their shoulder on, oh, feel sorry for me. Feel sorry for me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, dude. Go get a job.
Yeah.
Go do something. I'm not your cushion. I'm only your cushion for so long as a friend, but then don't take advantage of it. Get the fuck out. I'm a strict stickler. Like I had people constantly try and mooch.
Sure.
Yeah. Surf, couch surf, and then they just don't go away. Mm-hmm. And you don't want it to go legal. So you're trying to be very cautious with it as friends and you love your, but unless, like if my girlfriend had a family and she's on her own, I would take care of her and her kids, right? But if it's just some couch surfer, go get a job.
Yeah.
You know,
or contribute, pay the bills.
Yeah, or go stand.
There's so many ways to make money. I mean, OnlyFans. Come on, do something.
Yeah, S. Austin.
Austin King.
We have all the answers.
Just kidding, Austin. We love you. Now that we know it's a joke. All right. This is Cassie from Nevada, and I need your advice. I caught my friend talking badly about me behind my back, but I don't know if I should confront them. What would you do?
Confront them.
First off, confront them immediately. I think if you nip stuff like this in the butt, it could have been misconstrued. Maybe they weren't talking badly, but your friend said they were, but they weren't, because I'm an old housewife from back in the day. And when it comes to he said, she said, a lot of it's just she said, and it's really not what he said.
Yeah.
So you really kind of got to get down to the nitty gritty and find out if, in fact, that person talks shit or not. So if you just ask your friend and get it resolved right away, and if she was, then get her out of your life, right?
Yeah, I think you have to figure out who the source is and what they're saying.
Yes.
I think confronting them, non-confrontational, and just asking, is this what was said? This is what I heard.
Well, you're a wedding planner. I'm sure you deal with drama from family.
Yeah.
Who said, we said, he said, she said.
Yeah, but you have to have like a neutral position, right? Because you don't want to get involved with any of that.
Right.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I agree. I just think, just go straight to the source and sort it out.
Yeah, you have to.
Otherwise, it will just like manifest into a pressure kettle and explode down the road. So, yeah.
Go straight to the source.
Yep.
You heard it from their mouth first. Okay. Number 9. Hey, Elizabeth, this is Morgan from Colorado. Hi, Morgan.
Hi, Morgan.
I like that name. I need your advice. My partner and I have different ideas about having kids. Oh, this is going to be a good one.
That's a hard one.
And I'm scared we won't work out long term. What would you do?
Run. You can't be with somebody if you want kids and he does not. You're going to be miserable. Take my advice.
You have to see eye to eye.
Yeah. You're not going to change him or convince him otherwise unless you get knocked up without trying. So it's like, it's a disaster. It's like a recipe for disaster.
Yeah.
Kids have to be in line. You have to have the same goals there.
And I think that, don't you think that if you're with somebody and you both are talking kids and it just is organically happens.
Yeah,
it can't just be like, this is the plan.
For sure.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I think people, it depends on the age bracket too.
Yeah.
Like older people, they know what they want. They can talk about it and try to get that goal in mind.
Yeah.
And you're on the same page. It could be amazing. But when you're not and one person's got their foot out, it's like a headache.
Well, and girls' biological clocks are ticking.
Yeah.
So I think it's harder for the woman to be like, not have a plan, right? Or unless she's going to freeze her eggs. But still, I think the communication's key.
Communication, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So just communicate and find out. If you aren't on the same page, then just move on. And I know that's hard to say. And it's easy for us to say sitting here, you know.
Of course.
But
it's always easier said than done.
It's always easier said than done.
But
yeah.
We're just trying to give you the best advice.
Yes. Yes.
Because there's people out there that do want to have kids that you could be with. Yeah. Versus having to be with somebody that doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think everybody to each their own, you know?
Yeah. All right. Number 10. This is Jamie from Washington. And I need your advice. Hi, Jamie. Oh, these names are great. My family always, oh, this is interesting. My family always criticizes,
what?
My family always criticizes my appearance.
Oh.
And it's really affecting my confidence.
Oh no.
How do I handle this? What does one do?
That's terrible.
Well, if your family is criticizing your appearance, what type of ego do they have?
Yeah, why are we doing
like, why
that
would
to
your
people?
Family criticize you in the first place?
I mean,
place?
I understand family can be a little
judgmental.
Aggressive, judgmental at times.
Yeah.
But you need to have that self-confidence and self-esteem. And that sometimes, you know, can go in such a different direction
yeah.
if you're not getting that from people, like a family member. So,
well, first off, your family is your first, you know, your first line of defense when it comes to life. Like, my lifeline is my family.
Of
and if
course.
They're criticizing me, it would hurt my confidence. Because
oh,
I'd be
absolutely.
Like, why are you? You're supposed to be on
saying
my team.
That yeah. to me or
right?
about me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are they saying it to them or like,
well, it just says,
say?
This is Jamie from Washington. I need your advice. My family always criticizes my appearance.
Oh, so maybe they're like, oh, why are you dressed like that? Or why aren't you yeah. put together? Like, what are you
well,
wearing?
They say the people that you love the most can be the most hurtful because they are this person's family. It can trigger them a lot more than a stranger. I don't know. It's tough.
Yeah.
That's a hard one, you guys. I think definitely you're beautiful. Everybody's beautiful
yeah.
in their own unique way. And don't let them get you down because, yeah. girl, you do you.
But also, just take what your family says, the grain of salt.
Yeah, and throw it out the window.
And be like, what are you wearing, Pops?
Yeah.
You ain't so fabulous.
Yeah.
So keep up your confidence, yeah, stay positive, and just know that not all family members know what the f- they're talking about.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah,
so. Well, thank you for watching this episode of Tea Time by Girl Talk. I'm Elizabeth Vargas.
Christina Sorensen.
Tiffany Sowersby.
Ciao, Bella.
Ciao, Bella.
Wedding and...
Oh. Me, Ciao Bella Wedding and Events, your OC celebrity go-to wedding planner.
Yes, our OC celebrity wedding planner. So if you have any events that you'd like to plan, please reach out. We're going to leave her up on the screen. Thank you for being a guest host today. Thank you for just giving us a little bit of a tea today.
Oh my gosh, thank you for having
also
me.
Also for the baby shower was fabulous.
Oh my gosh.
Fabulous.
Such a
yeah.
great surprise
yeah.
to see you ladies there.
I'm glad there wasn't any bears or tigers, okay?
I know. None of that. None
oh
of that. None
yeah,
of that.
So like, follow, subscribe, support us on Patreon, but more importantly, subscribe on YouTube. Peace, love, and
happiness.
Keep watching.
Keep watching.
We love you. Woo!